Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Citizen Don Brown, coming to you live from the former office of Alderman Don Brown. And I have the nameplate here, courtesy of City Clerk Gina Kozak. Thank you, Gina. And this now proves that the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue is the official office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Here again, 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. And I am joined by my wonderful team of Connor Boston here in the studio and Jason Hafeman out there in Madison. Welcome, gentlemen. And I am very honored to have as this week's guest the incomparable Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager for the City of Waukesha's Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. And maybe you might have gotten the clue with the title track there from Parks and Rec as our lead-in song. Mary, welcome. How are you today?
I'm great, Don. Great. Hello to you and all the listeners.
All right. And so Mary has agreed to take on the daunting task, and I'm showing this to the live stream. We're going to try to live this wonderful summer activity guide that all of you, or at least most of you, should have received in your mailboxes a couple weeks back. It is a fantastic read with so many great opportunities for our youth ages 0 to 99. And you know, a couple things before we begin. I am a huge fan of Waukesha's Parks and Rec, and I grew up in a town. I didn't grow up in Waukesha, you could say, unfortunately, but I grew up in a town that also had great Parks and Rec programs. And I remember having an uncle who was our town attorney who used to consider our Parks and Recs program the best example of our tax dollars hard at work doing wonderful things, especially for our children. And again, Mary, welcome. I want to tell everyone the first time I had met Mary Berg was when I first became an alderman in May of 2019. Gosh, 3 years ago now. And it was probably maybe a month later in June. It was definitely in the summer. I remember the weather being so much nicer than it has been here in the last couple of weeks.
For sure.
That's another story. But Ron Growl, the director, had called me in, wanted me to meet his team. And I thought it was just kind of this orientation, you know, like welcome the new alderman. And it was so much more than that. Ron had the entire team there, including Mary Berg, and each person had a part, a presentation to make. And we were meeting at Buckner Park, which, you know, a couple years ago, yeah, nice place to take the kids, but you could tell it was being held together by, you know, Band-Aids and popsicle sticks, and it was time for some renovations. And they pitched to me a $13 million project, which, again, as a new alderman, you're like, whoa, should I, you know, this is maybe beyond my pay grade, but it was such a very professional presentation, and the end product, which we all know, is another one of the great jewels of our city and probably one of the great neighborhood parks you'll find anywhere, especially in suburbia. And since we're not really a suburb, we are a historic university city. You know, Buckner Park, to me, is a shining example of what a neighborhood park should look like, especially now. In fact, I've yet to go to Buckner Park because every time I've thought about going, there's a line that usually goes all the way, you know, from the park entrance to my neighborhood in Banting Park. I'm exaggerating, of course, but it's been received very well by the families and neighbors of this community. I imagine there's quite a few people coming from neighboring communities to experience the new park. So congratulations on that effort. And so much more to talk about, including Buckner Park. But I want to switch gears because Mary had handed to me this wonderful program that was launched this spring called the City of Waukesha's Playground Passport Program. Mary, tell us about that real quick.
Okay.
Well, before we jump into
first of all, we need to get you to Buckner. We're going to get you to Buckner
Thank
Pool
you.
This summer.
Thank you.
But the Playground Passport, we're working with Pro Healthcare, and it's a great opportunity to visit our 31 park playgrounds and answer questions about those parks and win prizes. So it's a nice opportunity to get families out and moving. And it's ongoing and self-paced, so it works for anybody's schedule.
Sounds great. And I think a great opportunity for young families, too, looking for things to do.
For sure. And if you're able to answer all the questions, you can turn in your passport at Waukesha Unlocked on October 8th and 9th, and you have an opportunity to get a prize kit as a family. So
sounds terrific. Hey, Mary, I noticed too, and I believe this is by design, that Hillcrest Park is not on here, correct?
Correct.
And I believe there's a big reason why. A wonderful reason why.
Right. Well, Hillcrest is being developed, and what a historic location that is. And you'll learn more about that at Waukesha Unlocked. We're going to be featuring that as a park and one of the sites to visit during that program. So more to come. That's being developed.
And it's going to be an outdoor Cold War museum experience, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that, and it's something I've known about for a few years since that used to be part of my legislative district when I was alderman, and really looking forward to seeing that.
Well, and we're so fortunate because we have folks that have served there, so the opportunity for them to share their living history with us is great.
Another great tribute to our veterans. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mary. And Mary, you mentioned, too, that Pro Healthcare is the sponsor, so I wanted to throw them a real plug, just really quick, getting away from parks, but not entirely, because you can do this in the parks.
Correct.
This May is Pro Healthcare's Walks for Cancer, and registration is now open, and it starts on May 1st, runs all the way through May 31st. It's only $20 to register, and this year's event will be virtual and carrying the theme Choose Your Path. So participants can register at prohealthcare.org/walksforcancer. And I'll put that on the Walk Radio Facebook page as well. And you can choose your own walking community, date, and place to walk. Because we're still dealing with the continuing pandemic, instead of everybody meeting in person, we're all going to be united in solidarity, choosing our own path. And so I think it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that Pro Healthcare is doing. These walks from the Pro Healthcare Foundation have raised more than $7.6 million since 1997. And these funds raised stay here in Waukesha County, being used for cancer research, patient and family support, ongoing education opportunities for patients and the cancer care team, and state-of-the-art technology and life-saving equipment. So thank you, Pro Healthcare, for putting that on. And I encourage those of you out there, especially looking for some good exercise and a good opportunity to experience our parks. Hey, maybe even throw in the passport program. You know, there's a lot of opportunity. So thanks. Thank you for that. Now let's dive into this, this activity guide. Now I'm holding up here summer, and it's obviously a golden ticket, I think, as you know, knock on wood, the weather gets warmer. But you've mentioned to me that this isn't the only guide that's produced throughout the year.
That's correct. So there's three throughout the year. So one is produced in late August and the other in mid-December. And of course, our summer guide comes out in April.
And we mention that because this, you know, we are a Four Seasons community and encourage everybody to take advantage of all the wonderful things going on. So, but for this summer, we mentioned the Playground Passport Program. And Buckner and Horab Pool, the early discount ends Thursday, June 2nd. We have the basic seasons pass for groups of five. Well, you can get that off the guide, but
I think what's the amazing thing about our pool pass is, so for five people, and your family can be comprised of your neighbors, whomever, so you get five people together. For the whole summer, you can swim for $111. So $22.20 a person for the whole summer. So basically, you can vacation in your own backyard and have the opportunity to go out to either pool throughout the whole summer for that.
You know, and I'll be 55 this June, so you guys have plenty of time, Connor and Jason, to get me a present. But one of the things I'll probably be doing on my birthday is going down those water slides at Horab Park. I still love doing that. I still get a rush from doing that, and I make no apologies. So that's terrific. Now, the oldest program is our summer playground program, and there's some history behind that, a really deep history. Can you tell us about that, Mary?
Sure. So that's our oldest program, a 104-year-old tradition. A lot of people within the community can remember going to the playground program as a kid, I'm sure. But it was originally sponsored by the Municipal League of Women, which was a civic organization. They just felt the need for health, sanitation, and supervised play within our parks. So that very honored tradition continues on today with the playground program. And if you talk to anybody in Waukesha, they have fond memories of being at a traditional playground site. But we also do offer all-day opportunities for families that need that, and we offer wraparound care at our summer school sites.
Sure. Hey, and I like this. Tell us about your Leaders in Training program.
So, you know, Leaders in Training is just an opportunity for teens to help guide children within our playground program and at our campsites. And it really allows teens the opportunity to step up. And we provide training. We use the 7 Habits of Highly Effective Teens. We use that book and that model to help train them in combination with service. So it's really a wonderful opportunity for ages 12 to 17 to be involved in the community. And what a rewarding summer they're going to have doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great. And then there's all the traditional offerings like preschool, music classes, ballet, tumbling, cheerleading, art, taekwondo. And then before I continue the rest, what I noticed in the guide was tree climbing. There's some sessions on. Tell us about the tree climbing.
Well, Kurt Andrews does a great job with our tree climbing program. So obviously trees are carefully selected within our parks. And the gear is taken out to the parks and they are belaying you into the tree. And it's quite the challenge, but it's so unique and it's something that families can do together, which is really wonderful as well.
That's fantastic. Hey, Jason, how are we doing on time? Okay, good. So thank you. I see we're at like 10:17 here. I know we got our first break coming up. But there's also, a Milwaukee Bucks camp coming this summer.
The excitement with the Bucks is there. I think we all have Buck fever. And obviously there's an opportunity for kids to get involved and increase their basketball skills.
Love it. So, well, as Mungo Jerry's telling us, it's time for us to pay some bills. But don't go away. We have so much more to talk about as we dive into the summer activities put on by our Parks and Recreation and Forestry Department. Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager, here to tell us more. Don't go away.
If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or return at 25.
This week in Waukesha with our very special guest, the incomparable Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager with Waukesha's Parks and Rec. And we threw that Mungo Jerry song on as hopefully bringing on this rainy day, putting out some positive mojo out there to bring that summer, bring those warm temperatures back in time for our Parks and Rec summer programs to begin. And again, we're going to try to live through this activity guide as much as we can. And one big call out is the, if I'm on the right page here, yes, the deadline, put this deadline in your calendar for youth soccer is July 22nd. And Mary, you told me there's already a big turnout already.
It's been great. Our numbers have exploded. We have over 700 youth playing in our soccer program. And certainly the new artificial turf has made the field more playable. And it's been great.
That's great. And you're talking about over at Mendiola.
Over at Mendiola.
Soccer fields, yeah.
Correct.
That's terrific. And the other sports involved for preschool, youth, and adults, rugby, soccer, basketball, baseball, youth flag football in the summer. That's great. And cricket, and we'll get to cricket in a second. But there's also a new Backyard Ninja class. What's that all about?
That's right. Well, everybody loves the popular show, one of America's favorite shows. So why not offer a ninja, backyard ninja class where kids can challenge themselves over obstacles and have a great time. Great way to improve their fitness level and challenge themselves at the same time.
Fantastic. Yeah, I mentioned cricket because I saw cricket on here, and I remembered Ron telling me that you go over to the wonderful William Oliver Park,
that
which
is
to
correct.
Me is the mecca of youth baseball. And it will be more so when that Jackson Sparks Memorial baseball stadium or diamond comes in. But Ron had said the busiest nights aren't the baseball nights, but the cricket nights, because there's a cricket like pitch or field, whatever they call that.
Yes.
And over in Oliver.
So we have a portable pitch that we move out on the field that kids can use. And cricket is a popular sport, and people love it.
Neat.
And there's opportunities to take classes to learn how to play.
Sure. And I see there's been an uptick in tennis participation, but there's also, well, go ahead, talk about that.
Sure. We've seen an insurgence of tennis again. I think during the pandemic, people were just getting out there. It was a way to stay socially distanced, and tennis made a comeback. For our Pee Wee program, just to mention, we offer a free racket with that program because we want to reduce. We're always looking to reduce barriers to participation.
Thank you.
And motivate and excite people towards lessons. So with our Pee Wees, we put a free racket in their hands.
I love that. Thanks for sharing. I appreciate that. But we do have to admit, what used to be the big term, tennis anyone, is now pickleball anyone, right?
Correct.
So, and pickleball is continuing to explode, and our Parks and Rec is growing, the pickleball part of it is growing in direct relationship with the...
Absolutely. Yeah. So we have our Lowell complex, we have our Banting complex, and new
which
this
is the
year,
crown jewel, let's admit that, Banting.
It's great.
Rules.
Oh yes, everybody loves Banting, but our new pickleball complex will be at Buckner this year. So we'll have 24 courts within the city.
Wow. That may very well be the most of maybe any city in Waukesha County. Is that safe to say?
That's safe to say.
Fantastic.
And then I'd also like to mention, we do have a free opportunity to try pickleball. And there's a demonstration out on Saturday, May 21st. You have to pre-register for it, but it's a free opportunity. So if you've heard all the buzz about pickleball, but really haven't got out on the courts, this is an opportunity for you, and it's listed in the activity guide.
Come to Banting, everybody. It
yes.
is the Wimbledon, the Augusta of pickleball, maybe anywhere. I know people that come from as far away as Madison, including some of Jason's neighbors out there, and even like Racine that come to Banting Park to play pickleball, including our resident pro. It'll always be forever his home, Zane Navratil, in spite of his pending relocation to Austin, Texas. He's going to miss Banting, right?
I think he truly is going to miss Banting.
Sounds great.
And you can play under the lights.
Neat. So, hey, I see there's also fishing and skating. I'm assuming that's roller skating.
That's ice skating.
And ice skating.
We work
oh, good.
With the county to provide ice skating. So
great.
You can still get keep your ice skates out for the summer.
Sure. What's the location where you go for ice skating?
Ebel.
Okay, nice.
So we work with the county again on
That's
that
nice.
Program.
That's great that you do that. And then what does the fishing entail?
Fishing is just angler ed. So it's truly educational classes teaching you how.
Like fly fishing, right?
No, regular fishing.
Okay.
But there's still a lot to know about that. And
sure.
if you don't have this exposure or weren't taught as a kid, it's a great opportunity to learn more.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And then, let's see here.
A lot of fitness classes.
Fitness, yeah.
Yeah.
Fit in the Park. Yeah. What's that all about?
So, Fit in the Park, we work with the CHIP initiative with the county. And, of course, Pro Health is a part of that initiative as well. But on Mondays, there is an opportunity to do free Zumba classes at the Rotary Building patio, which is located within Frame Park. So from 6 to 7, you don't need to pre-enroll. You can just show up on the patio on Monday and dance and exercise away.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I might have to throw those on my calendar if there's no games going on for the kids. So, yeah, and again, emphasizing again that kids of all ages. So there is senior and adult and family offerings that you can enjoy: trips, fitness, social and educational opportunities, something for everyone. Any kind of tips on navigating this activity guide? Like what's the first pages they should look at, Mary, or what are some go-tos?
Oh, there's just so much. So we have the pullout guide, which is in the center for all of our special events. But it really depends on what you're looking for. We try to put it together in segments. So depending if you're looking for adult offerings, senior offerings, or youth offerings, or general family offerings, we try to put it in segments in the guide.
Sure. Yeah, and speaking of opportunities, I think I forgot to mention that there's also some opportunities for some young people or young spirits to make some money in our summer rec program.
We definitely need that. So we work really, really hard to recruit all the people we need to make all of this happen. So we have about 300 seasonal staff that we hire for the summer. And of course, I would be remiss not to mention our volunteers. We have over 1,500 unduplicated volunteers that help us as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. Okay. Hey, we've got a lot more to talk about, including some exciting events and other ways for you to take advantage of our wonderful parks and recreation program here with Recreation Services Manager Mary Berg. Do not go away. Enjoy some Sly and the Family Stone and listen to our sponsors, and we'll see you in a little bit. This Week in Waukesha.
That's when I have most of my fun back. High, 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 high. Yeah. Them summer days. Those summer days. Those summer days.
Yes, hi, and welcome back this week in Waukesha. And thank you, Sly and the Family Stone, along with Mungo Jerry. They're helping us really push that summer momentum that we so desperately need after some dismal weeks. The last time we had the show, though, we had this beautiful sunny day. We probably should have had the show outside. We had Waukesha South Athletic Director Dan Schreier, who is a friend and an admirer of yours. And says you guys have a great relationship with the schools, and
we really do,
putting the programs together. So
I would echo that.
Sounds great.
Great AD.
Yeah, terrific. So we were talking about some job openings. We covered all that, right? Or is there any more you want to add to that?
Just to mention that if you're in need of a job, we're looking for lifeguards. We're looking for recreation coordinators out at our athletic complexes. We're looking for youth development leaders, like I had mentioned the playground program earlier. We're looking for maintenance workers. We're looking for concession workers. So we have really something for everyone and flexible positions. So,
and I have to tell you, Parks, Rec, and Forestry is a great department to work for. I'm sure all the departments are great in Waukesha, but you know, we had Mike Talaska on the show, the forestry supervisor, a few weeks back. Mike's been with Parks for 33 years. His predecessor, Dave Lautenberg, was there a good 30-plus, somewhere in there. How long have you been with Parks and Rec now, Mary?
17 years.
17 years. And also, too, one thing Mary has in common with South Athletic Director Dan Schreier, and I hope Kevin Kitzelar is listening, and the school board, and Ron, if you're listening, that both Mary and Dan do not have LinkedIn profiles. And they say, you know, it's the best time to find a job is when you have one. So why not have a LinkedIn profile? But these two love where they work so much for this city. They're not going anywhere.
Correct.
So
I do love this community. And I do have to mention about Arbor Day, because you mentioned Mike Talaska. We celebrated 150 years yesterday. It was Arbor Day, sesquicentennial event.
Oh, neat. That's terrific. Yeah, and you know, we are a Tree City USA.
We certainly are.
And I remember Ron gave me a little pamphlet I have to go through, but there's an actual tree walk that everyone should participate in.
There is, over at EB Shirts. And there is a QR code, and you can go to our website and take advantage of that opportunity.
Sounds great. So we will have to do that. So now, where are my notes? Oh, yes. We also have... We have a lot of those things we mentioned of an exercise nature or a sporting nature, but there's also that just fun and musical and entertainment nature. All these different special events going on. Let's start with Buckner Fest.
Great. Yeah, it's so important for our community to gather and have opportunities to do that. And Buckner Fest is certainly one of our oldest events. It started in 1923, wow. So J.P. Buckner, when he deeded the property to the city, he designated that the second Saturday in June would always offer a children's festival, and we've continued that tradition to this day. And we team up with the library and provide wonderful children's activities at the park. And Fantastic. You can do those activities and then enjoy the pool later on in the day.
Love it. Love it. So, and then there's our wonderful, very well-attended Tribute Tuesday series, all at Cutler Park, correct?
Correct. Those are offered the second Tuesday of the month. And we have a lot of great tribute bands this year. We have Fleetwood Mac, Bon Jovi, Bruno Mars, and, of course, Brooks and Dunn.
Sounds great. And then you also mentioned, too, I know it's not part of the Tribute Tuesdays, but you mentioned the Civic Orchestra is doing a Beatles night. Is that correct?
They are doing a Beatles night.
When is that? Connor, mark your calendar.
They have different features, and I would have, now I'm going to have to look back at the activity guide to see what exact night that is, but they feature different genres of music.
That's right. And there's America the Beautiful, Something Old, Something New, A Little Animation. And I love this, what you call your favorite bit of England, featuring Beatles songs.
Yes, I love the Beatles.
Same here. Yep. Me too. So yeah, well, that's another show, Mary. We'll have to come back and just talk about our love for the Beatles.
I agree.
Sounds great. So, but going back to Tribute Tuesdays and the live music too, I forgot where I'd heard this, and it may have been someone at Parks, but now that we have the turf at Frame Park, could that eventually be a venue for live music, you know, for a concert or like a festival?
It certainly could.
Okay.
We have a lot of great spaces. We
yes.
have the amphitheater down in Frame Park, and that's where yes. we offer Oktoberfest. But, okay. of course, we have the wonderful Les Paul Performance Center, too.
At Cutler Park.
At Cutler yes. Park. So we have a lot of great venues within the city.
Sure. Yeah, because it is a beautiful little amphitheater, and I'd love to see it get more use. I can't stop talking about, it was a year ago when your team, your department, I should say, put on the moving Vietnam Veterans
the
Wall.
The moving wall.
On Memorial Day weekend last
yes.
year. And that amphitheater was utilized a lot where Mayor Riley and on different nights, different mayors from different cities and vets from those communities would come and they would be honored. And I always thought that that was such a wonderful use of that especially like in the other nights we did. The first night was Waukesha, and it was like pouring rain. It was such unfortunate weather. But the next few nights, it was twilight and it was dark, and the lighting and the amphitheater and the way that all worked and the volunteer activity. I got to volunteer for it, and it really was one of the great one of my favorite moments since I've lived in Waukesha.
We so appreciate our vets, and we have Operation Honor that we always celebrate in November. And of course, we have the Memorial Day Parade coming up as well, and the Allied Vets. So we'll be providing that opportunity. So
sounds great. I can't wait. And then Monday night at the movies.
You can go to the park and see an outdoor movie. Lots of great features.
And also Cutler, right?
That's also at Cutler, and there'll be some activities prior to the movies for families to enjoy. So it's a nice way, again, to gather, get into the movie, get into the spirit. For Frozen, of course, the Disney princesses will be out in the park, and you can have your picture taken with them and meet and greet. And so you definitely need to check that out in the activity guide.
That sounds great. Yes. And
Tom and Jerry, that's a throwback movie.
Yeah, how about that? So and you know, it's not too far away to start making our plans for 4th of July Independence Day, which is on a Monday this year. This is new. I think there's a neighborhood beer garden at 4 o'clock that day. Is that correct?
There is a neighborhood beer garden. So this year the fireworks are moving. The fireworks will be at Lowell Park.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we've been at the expo, but there were some challenges out there with safety. And I'm sure okay. many of you have read about that in the paper, but there were just some challenges with more rescue planes going in, more hangars out at the expo. There just became some safety challenges. And many years ago, we used to offer fireworks at Lowell. So it's kind of a throwback there as well.
Sounds great. Okay, yeah, that'll be neat. And I like the idea of the beer garden, because I know there's always between the parade and the fireworks, everyone's been kind of left to their own devices, and that's fine. But I think it's nice, too, when the city can organize something that's fun and gives people another option to come together as a community. And what better way in Wisconsin than a beer garden?
I agree, and there'll be music, there'll be opportunities to celebrate out at the park. So I think it'll draw people out a little sooner. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Sounds terrific. Sounds great. How are we doing on time, gentlemen? About 30 seconds? Did I get that right? 2 minutes. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody. So still getting my sea legs here on the timing. But so, Mary, you mentioned something earlier about what I really love to hear was with the tennis, for the young kids, that tennis rackets are provided to them so that everybody has a shot. And that's been kind of one of my missions. And I'm working on starting a neighborhood association, is trying to make youth sports, especially baseball, affordable for our children and for a lot of lower income poor and working families. And just wanted to, I guess, kind of talk about that. Are there any other type of things,
sure,
vehicles in place where we can help continue to improve that situation?
So we do offer our financial assistance program, and some
Great.
Programs we provide free of charge because we know some people won't fill out the application or are too proud.
Sure.
So we have opportunities that people can just show up and participate, and then we have opportunities for all of our opportunities. Financial assistance is available.
Okay, that's great. And I think that's wonderful, and I hope people do take advantage of that, so for the kids. So, hey, this is a Love and Spoonful telling us it's time for a break and to get ready for some hot fun summer in the city of Waukesha. Don't go away. Mary Berg has so much more to tell us. Recreation Services Manager, stick around. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Wisconsin's third largest city. No, I'm just kidding. Like, welcome back, Cotter. Hey, so we're back. This Week in Waukesha, Mary Berg, Rec Services Manager, is our guest. And Mary had mentioned, too, about a special initiative that's going on in advance of, and, of course, will be taking place at the, will be on display at our Independence Day, 4th of July parade. And it's called Stars of Hope. Mary, tell us about that, please.
Well, we recognize that it's going to be very, very difficult for a lot of people. So we're offering an opportunity to gather and receive support prior to the parade. We're offering a strength through support, and that opportunity is listed in our activity guide. We are also doing a program called Stars of Hope, and we're providing supplies where people can create a star to display along the parade route. And stars can be created at June events leading up to the 4th of July parade. So at Buckner Fest, our June Tribute Tuesday, our Monday night at the movie, and our June Civic Band, you can come out and design a star and put a positive message on the back, and we'll have art therapist on hand to guide you through that process. And then what we're hoping to do is line all these positive messages, have a pathway of healing down the parade route.
I think that's wonderful, Mary. And for everyone's benefit, especially those watching the podcast, you can find all that information on page 5 of your summer activity guide. So check that out. And the parade, the 4th of July activities, is being sponsored by Corey Insurance Agency, a Main Street small business here. And the Neighborhood Beer Garden at Lowell Park, I want to mention, is also being sponsored by Educators Credit Union. So it's great to see the support from the business community. And one thing I like to ask all the guests, I didn't have a chance to ask Dan this last week, but do you have a favorite small business or a small business that you had a great experience at recently you'd like to call out and draw some attention to?
Oh, my gosh. There's just too many good ones to mention within the city. I think we are so very fortunate, and we're so very fortunate, as you mentioned, to all of our sponsors.
Sure. No, that's definitely
so hard to mention one. I like them all.
That's good. Love to hear that. So, but I was asking Mary too that she has a park that's kind of an unsung hero, or maybe doesn't get enough participation that people should really take advantage of. And same thing, she feels she doesn't have a favorite because she thinks they're all wonderful in their own way. And that's a fair statement for someone that's dedicated, you know, a lot of her career to our parks and services.
I would say I'm very grateful, though, that Hillcrest is being developed.
Same here.
And that the
Same
history
here.
Will be honored at that park. So, but I love them.
Yeah.
I can't choose a favorite. There's just, again, too many.
Yeah, but also, you know, going back to Hillcrest, and I've said this on previous shows, that, you know, Ron Grawl and the rest of your team, they're studying what other Nike missile-based parks have done around the region, like in Chicago, and how they've converted these into real major, like great regional attractions, because part of it will be like a pavilion for private parties, weddings, special events. And then at some point in, like, I guess the next phase or in a future phase of this project, that tower is going to become a safe viewing tower. And mm-hmm. so when that's done, again, I feel really confident that you're going to have a really great regional attraction where people are going to come all over the county and maybe even different parts of the state to come experience the Cold War Museum experience, but also to go up in that tower because it's one of the highest points in the city. And so really excited about that to take place. One park I like to call out, and I recently learned, my daughter just turned 18 just in time to vote in the April election for the first time, and everybody at City Hall clapped as she cast her first vote. But I recently learned about, right around the corner from us, is Theodore Humans Park. Named in honor of the Wisconsin, or the Waukesha resident that was the head of the women's suffragette movement in Wisconsin, was very instrumental in Wisconsin being the first state in the union to ratify the 19th Amendment. And our Parks Department, our city, has honored her with this this small park here across from the rotunda. You know, it's not like you can play a game of football or basketball in there. It's like a postage stamp size, but there is like a wonderful, like kind of like a greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's something I'd love to see more for selfies or as tributes to women's suffrage and you know, and all the great things going on. I'd love to see that park get a little more attention and be the focus of certain you know, activities like that, or, you know, like field trips for the children and everything.
And we do have a historic signage at that park, and there are we're working on a historical walking tour for Hillcrest, and we're working on one for Bethesda as well.
Sounds great. Terrific.
There is one currently available for Frame, and there's one available for downtown on the City of Waukesha website.
Fantastic. So, yeah, and then I, you know, and I forgot too, with when we were talking about the tree climbing program, one of those programs, one of those sessions takes place at Woodfield Park, which I think also maybe doesn't get enough, not from your own department, but maybe just overall people don't realize that you've got this big urban forest right here in our city that it takes me back to my younger days, being able to walk those trails in there. And, you know, maybe it's not as big as other forests you visit, but it's so lush and it's so, that's a good way to spend a Saturday or a summer
day.
And
a great place to fish.
Yes, that's right. So is that where some of the fishing classes will take place?
We are going to be at Frame, but
if you
go down there quite often, you can see the worms container and in the trash and that
Sounds
kind of
great.
Thing. But there's fishing in that park.
Sounds great. Now, in the time we have left, though, how did you first get involved in Parks and Rec as a career? Like what inspired you?
Oh boy. So I'll go back to why I think it's a great summer job. So as a teen, I worked for the city of Whitewater. And I was a lifeguard and a water safety instructor for 8 years through high school and college. So municipal recreation is all I've done for my career.
Nice.
It's been so rewarding, and you get so much back from the community that my degree's in teaching, my minor's in recreation. As soon as I found out that you could minor in recreation, I'm like, this is great. And it just matched my passion and what I was doing already for the community and with the community. So,
you know, and I remember when I was a kid and we had family members that were studying that in college or using them as electives. And that was always like a ha ha, you know, there's an easy, but it's become a legitimate career for many folks. And you're a living example of that, it's a very rewarding, experience, helping to shape our green spaces, our water spaces, our play spaces, and allowing, again, kids of all ages to be imaginative and creative and to run around and to be young again. So, yeah, no, I think that's terrific. And were you working anywhere else before you came to the city of Waukesha?
Yes. So my career, so in high school and college, I was at the city of Whitewater. And then I worked for Oconomowoc for 3 years and New Berlin for seven.
Wow. Okay.
So it really, and then finally here in the city of Waukesha for 17. So I think those experiences give you perspective. And,
sure.
But I absolutely love the city of Waukesha, and my extended family was from Waukesha, so I spent a lot of time in Waukesha during my youth. So just feel a very, very strong connection to Waukesha.
Sure. So you got some great memories then to share.
For sure.
Oh, neat. So, but you know, speaking of extended family and your time in New Berlin, I just want to do a quick shout out to a neighbor and former constituent, but still a neighbor and a friend, Rabina Medina, who'd worked for our city clerk's department for around 20 years. She took an opportunity to the city of New Berlin, and now a couple of years later, she has now just been named the city clerk of the city of New Berlin. So congratulations to Rabina and her family out there in the what is still the first district of Waukesha. So, and then also speaking of, you know, again, not down the road from Rabina, we had some action last night and want to commend our police department working in collaboration with the county and I think some other neighboring forces in stopping what could have been a really, you know, serious situation. I believe there was no casualties as a result of what happened, except maybe the suspect. But I know there was a lot of fireworks last night virtually and didn't involve parks, but was just great to hear, again, our city and our police department doing some great things to alleviate what could have been a much more, you know, dangerous situation. So, hey, going back to parks and fun, we have about 2 minutes. What should be people doing right now in a day like today where the weather, like where what should they be taking advantage of today in our parks and rec?
I still think you can put on your raincoat, you can put on your boots and...
Yep. There's no bad weather, only bad clothes, right?
Exactly. Yes. Walk in the raindrops. So I think there's still an opportunity to get out and get a bit of fresh air.
Sure. And any advice or any kind of ideas for how we can bring this nice weather back in time for all your great programs?
Oh, it's going to come back. Yes, I'm sure of that. But sure. You can certainly spend today planning for your summer and putting these items on your calendar, filling out a registration form, getting yourself prepared.
Absolutely. So, terrific. So, anything else you'd like to share in the time we have left about?
I think I'd just like to thank everybody in their community for their support. With over 1,500 volunteers, we couldn't do it without them and without our wonderful instructors and, of course, the support of everybody serving in a position for the city, for a board, for the council. We're just so appreciative.
Sounds great. Mary Berg, Recreation Services Manager, City of Waukesha's Parks, Rec, and Forestry Department, thanks so much for joining us. I hope all of you have a great rest of the weekend. I want to wish my wife, Melissa, my daughter, Kira, who had birthdays this week, happy birthday. And happy birthday to my niece, Shannon Rechtenwald, my cousin, Aileen McNamara, and to anyone else celebrating birthdays and the rites of spring. Let's get some nice weather back. Mary Berg, thanks again for joining us. Stick around next week. Bruce Gay from the libraries will be joining us on This Week in Waukesha. See ya!